Here are today's top stories. Hey, when you can't beat the city, beat its bank. Chicago Teachers Union withdrew almost $1 million today from Bank of America, a bank that has profited off of interest swaps with the city. Essentially, they're making a huge amount of money off of bad city deals, and the city won't do anything about it. What? Come on, seriously? There's not a rich person in the world that's getting screwed over by bad bank deals, right? I mean, I could get out of a bad bank deal, and the city of Chicago can't? I know, I'm with CTU on this one. Donald Trump is livid with Senator Ted Cruz, saying he stole the election in Iowa with dirty political tricks. You know what? I think Trump is right on. Cruz sent around vague, shady flyers to voters, essentially telling them to not vote. And then on the actual caucus, circulated a rumor that Ben Carson was dropping out so that Carson's supporters would go for him. Now, Trump is a whiny baby and a huge loser. But isn't this why he's in the race? To point out how dishonest the process is? And you wonder why people are voting Trump. I mean, it makes sense. But then all you got to do is look down the Chicago River and see that monstrous sign on the building that says, Trump! And then you start to get the feeling that this is not real, that maybe this is like a comic book, and that Donald Trump is like Lex Luthor. Remember, Luthor ran for president, and his vice president was the Joker. So, wait, does that make Bernie Sanders Batman? Uh-oh. A lot of climbing. Also, Jeb Bush made a speech today in New Hampshire, and nobody clapped. Come on, voters! Jeb's people, too. On the other side, the rhetoric of a recount has pumped the brakes. Sanders was talking about recaucusing because the vote was so close. When reached for comment, Senator Sanders said, Hello? Hello, who's this? Is this the gas company I paid you last month? Hello? Hello, what button do I push here? Hello? Rick Santorum is suspending his campaign for president. What can you say? It's been bad. Suspension is the only recourse. I mean, next, expulsion. This leaves way too many candidates left, but good start. The Florida governor filed for the state of emergency in four counties today because of the Zika virus. 9 people have been affected. This is really so funds, both federal and local, can be released to fight this. Wait, let me back up here. 9 people. 9. Come on, he can get state of emergency for 9 people with an ancient virus, yet we can't get a state of emergency for counties affected by gun violence? I mean, we got like 50 people dead, 200 shot a month. Somebody get Rauner on the line now! Oh, he's not available. He's at Bank of America with Rom. Oh, cool. Last night was the premiere of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, and it was the most watched premiere in FX history, which probably isn't saying much, but it was must-watch TV just to see how they worked the Kardashians into the plot. It's safe to say that this series is not a documentary. Courtney, Kim, Chloe, stop running around the funeral that we were at. It's so dumb. Next, the 10-year-old Kanye is going to be walking by saying, Man, who's that girl? When I grow up, I'm going to be a rapper. And then Cuba Gooding's going to cry some more. Lots of Cuba Gooding Jr. crying. See that? Lots. Well, somewhat recommended. In weather, what happened to the snow? Huh? I thought there was going to be a big snowstorm. I blame Rom. In sports, Blackhawks got back to winning last night and hope to continue that streak tomorrow in Phoenix. Back home, Mickey Mouse and Goofy did a great pirouette on Disney and Ice. It's really nice. The Bulls continue their rumble and stumble tour out west against Sacto. No word on whether or not everyone's getting traded. If Mirotic gets dealt, the other team would have to take his colostomy bag. He's still out after stomach surgery. No word on when and if he'll return. But no worries, Mike Dunleavy's back. He may join the team on Friday. Last night, DePaul basketball must have taken a 5-hour energy. They upset 11th-ranked Providence at the Allstate Arena. Now, I thought it was a bit much that the fans stormed the court and then everybody ran down the expressway and bum-rushed that Outback Steakhouse. But hey, you know, that's what you do when you play college basketball in Rosemont. In football, it was National Signing Day and everyone's going to Michigan. Tomorrow, 30 for 30. You excited? The 85 Bears finally get some much-needed attention with a documentary. I really hope Brian Bashnagel's shoes are prominently featured, right? Remember he had the high tops? I hope there's a lot of Bashnagel. And don't look now, but we're only 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting in Arizona. Come on. And finally tonight, a Business Insider story says that Taco Bell is overtaking Chipotle when it comes to millennials. They cite one key advantage, better toilet paper. Oh, come on, gross. Come on. Come on. Well, that's the carryout for February 3rd, 2016. Hey, you don't have to worry about toilet paper with us. We go 2-ply. We're fancy.